Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on June 3rd and 28, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the United States mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. A warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from ASEAN expected to sue the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in the region. At the same time, they hope to protect their own ties with Pyongyang. Although the U.S. government has leaned on much of Asia to condemn North Korea's test of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles, a Philippine Foreign Ministry spokesperson declined to make a U.S. connection. The Latin American trade bloc Mercosur has suspended Venezuela's membership, came just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. The assembly is made up of more than 530 members, most of whom are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. They are expected to rewrite the country's constitution in order to cede more power to Maduro. 4 months of anti-government protests have left 120 dead. This is VOA News. U.S. military says it has called off the search for three Marines who were missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's east coast. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. Aircraft had been launched from an American assault ship and was involved in routine operations when it crashed. The aircraft was still in Australia after completing a joint U.S.-Australian military exercise 2 weeks ago. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation says an explosion in a mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. A VOA reporter at the mosque said that the police had cordoned off the area and fire damage was visible on the building. A number of people from other faiths gathered to show their solidarity with Muslims in Bloomington. Assad Zaman is of the American Muslim group in Minnesota. He spoke to the gathering.
Hate is not okay. We need a better America. We need an America where people are safe with their neighbors.
National Council on American-Islamic Relations said attacks against Islamic institutions in the United States nearly doubled in the first half of 2017 compared to a year earlier. Overcrowding at some of Southern Europe's biggest holiday destinations has caused some to be angry about tourism this summer, with residents of cities from Barcelona to Venice staging protests. We get that story now from Reuters' Alex Byrne.
Major holiday hubs in Southern Europe are being overrun with tourists, and residents say they've had enough. Overcrowding in some of the top hotspots this summer is fueling an angry backlash from locals. Across Italy to Croatia and Spain, a sharp rise in tourism is making life unbearable for those who call it home. Foreign visitors to Florence and Venice have surged almost 32% since 2009. Venetians have staged several demonstrations calling for better management of tourist arrivals to the floating city. Rome is considering limiting visitor numbers to parts of the Eternal City. The popular Croatian port of Dubrovnik sees more than 5,000 cruise ship passengers flock to the city, and Barcelona is set to introduce a new tourism tax. Residents who live in these holiday hubs are calling for further protective action. They say they don't want the cities to lose their identities, the very identity that attracts tourists to the area in the first place.
That is Reuters' Alex Bourne reporting. You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.